A reflection on the third week of Lent. If the prophet had told you to do something extraordinary, would you not have done it? The stress in Joe's life had built to a fracture point. Work was relentless, his teenage children unreasonable, and his finances constricting. Sleep eluded him. Laughter had evaporated from his life, and his faith flickered. He had visited his friend who was a doctor. He hoped for an instant cure in capsule form. Instead, his physician prescribed a long weekend alone in the country, offering his own hunting cabin as a base. Joe stood now in the deep silence of a hidden cove behind that cabin. The quiet was thick with its own eternal sounds. Birdsong enveloped him and the gentle trickle of a nearby stream. The sound of that ordinary water carried intense healing. It whispered to him a path to his wholeness. It seemed to say, "Seek the miracle running through your ordinary life. The journey is within your circumstances, not away from them. My grace will companion you." In this week's readings, the prophet Elisha gives similar advice to Naaman the leper. "Go and wash 7 times in the Jordan," he tells him, "and your flesh will heal and you will be clean." Naaman rejects the advice as too simple, until his servants beg him to heed it. They ask him, "If the prophet had told you to do something extraordinary, would you not have done it?" How often do we seek the extraordinary cure for our wounded souls when the ordinary water of healing flows right in front of us? The path to our wholeness lies in daily acts of forgiveness, kindness, mercy, justice, and gratitude. May this Lenten journey lead us once again to these simple, refreshing waters.